Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Pompeiani in Phoenix. He's going to join us momentarily. He's going to be among those asking Mike Tomlin questions this morning. Tomlin really hasn't spoken. Well, he hasn't spoken until the stuff since the stuff hit the fan way back when. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan. Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Ron, it's just about 45 after the hour, which reminds me of what it would have been like at 15 after the hour, which was brought to you by Fatheads 15 Packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. Shall we go to our friend Bob?
You are smooth,
isn't it?
Man,
isn't
smooth.
It unbelievable how I can do that? Hello, Pop. How are you?
That's like a smooth move by Armina Stone right there. You just covered up, segued back 30 minutes ago. I like it.
Bob, I'm going to ask the first question. Are you taking Mike Tomlin an apple fritter today?
No, I have a couple stuffed in my suitcase. They're kind of smushed together, but I was planning to send them back, but I think I'll deliver them in person when I get back.
What time is Tomlin due to speak today?
Not exactly sure. We're waiting around to see what that would be. I would imagine here in the next couple of hours, but I told Joe when he does, when I'm done with him, I'll call back and let you know some of the highlighted areas. But this is the first time he's spoken since all of this happened, so hopefully give us some insight about it. I asked Kevin Colbert yesterday about the organization being responsible for any of Antonio Brown's actions and allowing him to do certain things, because the more he got, the more he seemed to want. And he kind of, you know, the organizational answer on that will be we're moving forward. And that's pretty much how that answer was.
We started the show by saying if you gave Tomlin truth serum, what would be the one question you would ask him?
I would say, what really happened on the final week of the season, and is that the boiling point? Is that the end of the road for Antonio? Did you know back then, at that point, that he was not going to be part of your organization?
There's so much to cover, Bob, isn't there, today? I mean, we had people calling in saying, what would Tomlin say if you asked him and he had to answer truthfully? Did he agree with the Joey Porter firing, for example? That. What happened at the end of the Oakland game? That. What's going to happen? How high does he want to be in the pecking order among coaches in terms of salary? Like, what are his demands?
Why is Bud Dupree going to make $9 million next year?
All of that.
You know, there's so much. We get like a five-minute window. I always try to squeeze as much as I can, but then they govern, you know, pretty much the time on that. So we'll see. I mean, my biggest focus today is going to be on what happened at the end of the season with Brown. How much of this is on Mike Tomlin to allow it to happen? Le'Veon Bell. I mean, those, and then we'll go. Then we'll move from there. But you're right. There's been an active off season, and most of it has to do with last season. As much as they want to look forward, I think they have to address this part of it.
Yeah, it feels like you could ask him 50 questions and it still wouldn't be enough. I'd love to know if he feels betrayed by Antonio and Le'Veon, because it sure seemed from the outside looking in like he was as big a backer of those two as either one could have possibly had. Do you think so, Bob?
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. And I think it was a betrayal of responsibility. He gave them, specifically Antonio. I'm not going to put Le'Veon totally in this. I think that was a little different situation. Brown was the one that ran amok. He was given things that no other player was giving. You can argue whether that's right or wrong, because I know preferential treatment happens in sports to some degree. But the only thing I'm sure he would want in return is a responsible way of handling that, and he didn't. And whatever motivated him, I'm sure it was money more than anything. He went about, embarrassed himself, embarrassed the organization, embarrassed Mike Tomlin. So I think that's all relevant.
Bob, what did Colbert say yesterday about Ben's contract? What is the delay? Usually you think it would be done by now. Any worries at all that it won't be done?
He seemed to not to have any worries, Ron, and he seemed to it was a little stunning to hear that he hadn't talked to him since the end of the year. But I think the agent, Ryan Tolner and Omar Khan, are doing a lot of talking, at least to start. So that's not unusual from that point of view. But he said that he's really no concern that it'll get done because it's a significant one given his age. This is his last contract. It's got to be fair to both sides. I also noticed Ben was on vacation, so I don't know if that interfered with it in terms of, he had a family vacation, so who knows. But there's a lot of offseason left. I think we all expect it to be done earlier. I don't think it's a problem getting it done. I thought it was interesting what he said about, you ask him all about Ben Roethlisberger being the target. I asked him specifically about Emmanuel Sanders targeting him. And again, you just got, hey, we're moving on. They can do what they want. But he doesn't think Ben Roethlisberger in any way will be affected by all the national pileup that's occurred.
What else did Colbert say that was interesting to you, Bob?
Interesting wouldn't be the word I would use. I thought we got into replay a little bit, which the Steelers are absolutely against expansion of it. Seems to me that the competition committee here is going to want certain things. The fourth and onside kick situation, substituting it with a fourth and 15, that's gained a lot of momentum. I was talking to people here yesterday, Joe, who said that that's the way it's going to be. It's almost like an XFL Arena Football League kind of play.
And Tomlin would have voted for that, would he not? He's on the competition committee, so he would have been one of the
competition committee. Yep. So the vote, I think, yesterday was 7-1 in favor of. Now, I don't know who dissented. But
John Mara said no, and he said, what are we, the Arena League?
Hey, well, I think that is the better option. Given the new rules about kickoffs, how do you recover an onside kick? It's almost impossible.
You don't. What, Joe, you said 4 out of 53 last year.
Yeah, 7%.
Right. So, I mean, the and it's just they'd rather figure out a way to give the team another chance. You can argue it's – I like them adopting. There's nothing wrong with adopting a rule that's a good rule, even though you perceive it as something that should go in a, inferior league. I don't care, as long as it makes it more interesting.
Bob Pompiani, normally with us in studio on Mondays. He's in Phoenix, getting ready to talk to Mike Tomlin. Set the scene there, Bob. First of all, neither one of us can remember. Are you 3 hours behind us or two?
I couldn't remember either. I woke up last night and I was panicked because I wasn't sure what time it was. Because I forgot to set my one watch. I have an Apple Watch. It had two different times. I was like, how you wake up, you don't know where you are sometimes. I had no idea what time zone I was in. So, it's everyone from, you can imagine.
So are you 3 hours behind or two?
No, I'm 3 hours behind.
Three, that's what I thought. Okay, so you're in the hotel right now, and it's only, 8:51?
No, I'm not. I'm over there at the complex, at the Biltmore, which is a really extravagant place. But, yeah, I'm just waiting to hear, when we go and when we set up and all that stuff.
Okay. And a lot of coaches will be available, I imagine.
Yeah,
huh?
I saw a lot of coaches. The one owner I haven't seen yet is Robert Kraft, and maybe I missed him, but I did not see him yesterday at all.
I'm sure he's eager to talk to the media as well.
I'm sure.
Ron, any further questions for Bob?
Nope, I just can't wait to hear your interrogation, Bob. It should be. Tomlin's got a lot of interesting questions to answer. Now, I'm guessing he's probably going to brush off most of them. Maybe he'll surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good ones, you mentioned Bud Dupree. I find that interesting as well. Kevin said what he said all along. He believes that Bud Dupree is just, hitting, scratching the surface. He thinks there's a lot more there. They bet a lot of money that they better get those kind of results from him. You certainly could have seen a decision going the other way, but they decided to bring him back, and that's a pretty hefty price tag for a guy who has not been all that productive. So we'll see what they have to say about that, but should be interesting. And as soon as we have it for it, we'll call back and let you know.
We appreciate that, Bob. Hopefully it'll happen before the end of our show here. You never know. But if it does, we'll be talking to you then.
All right, guys. Thanks. And what do you want me to do with the apple fritters?
Give them to who else is out there with you? Cabali? He may want one.
Cabali would eat it, yes. In fact, that's a great idea, Joe. I'll tell him.
All right. Goodbye, Bob.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you, Bob.
On top of the hour. Do you think we'll hear back from Bob, first of all, before the end of the show? You think that happens?
I think the time difference is prohibitive. He'd have
but
to
it's
talk
breakfast.
Before 11.
I mean, does, I they stop serving breakfast by 10,
you know,
right?
I'm going to monitor Twitter, I'm sure, Dulac and Cabali and whoever else is out there.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say by 1:45, Bob calls back with a detailed report on Tomlin.
Well, we'll find out.